I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Today, the Consumer Federation of America and Freddie Mac are releasing a new analysis of wealth and financial attitudes among Hispanics in this country. The study is based on the latest data collected by the Federal Reserve Board and on a new survey. And the analysis shows that a wealth gap persists between Hispanics and other American households. With us now to talk about this, from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles, Tess Figland. Hi, Tess. How are Hispanic Americans faring?
Well, the situation is better than it was in 1989. The Fed did a survey back then that showed the median household wealth among Hispanic Americans, that's all of a family's assets minus its consumer debt, totaled just shy of $7,000. The latest survey, done in 2001 and released this year, shows that's grown to about $11,500, a 66% jump, so that's pretty good. But compare that to the typical median American household at more than $86,000, and you see there is still an enormous gap.
So given that Hispanic households have limited wealth, how does that affect their ability to try to save money and get more?
Well, the numbers show that 34% of Hispanic Americans say they do not save regularly, and compare that to only 22% of all Americans who say they don't save.
And what are the other reasons behind the lack of savings?
Most of it is cultural, and it has a lot to do with a lack of trust in banks. I spoke this morning with Brent Wilkes of the League of United Latin American Citizens, and he cited an example of immigrants coming north from Mexico.
If you had money in a bank in Mexico when the peso was devalued so substantially, you actually lost money. It would have been better for you to have a harder currency kind of tucked under the mattress. And so I think the folks coming from Mexico have this negative perception that putting money in the bank is not necessarily a smart thing to do.
So Hispanic communities here in the U.S. also still operate very much on a cash culture. They carry their money with them or keep it in-house. They also utilize check cashing places and money orders, so they're paying a premium for their own money.
Does the Federal Reserve or Freddie Mac or any of these other experts have advice to offer Hispanic families to help them out?
Well, first, Wilkes says banks should have more branches within Hispanic neighborhoods.
I just went to a heavily Hispanic neighborhood in Dallas last weekend. I noticed that they had, I think it was 4 check cashing stores on one block, but not a single branch of a bank. So there's this kind of greenlining or redlining, if you want to call it that.
And aside from the banks, the experts say Hispanics, like everybody else, need to learn how to handle credit and not fall victim to predatory lending. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're doing the numbers on what Arnold Schwarzenegger faces when he takes the reins on California's massive budget deficit today.
Thanks very much, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.